This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-463-5956, regarding Joanne, it's J-O-A-N, LaClaire, L-A, capital C-L-A-I-R, date of birth 5/14/1941. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. LaClaire with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was June 10th of this year. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months through caloric restriction, and she's feeling better with weight loss. She does have a monitor in her bedroom that monitors for atrial fibrillation. She usually can feel that when it happens. She feels short of breath and also gets some jaw and teeth pain when it happens. But it isn't happening very often. And it's monitored by her electrophysiologist, Dr. Esan. I think that's E-S-A-N. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Blood sugars are fairly well controlled, she states. And no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Also, Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight, 205 pounds. Pulse is 70 and blood pressure is 124 over 80. Left arm sitting large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Not 100% paced. I believe that is set at 60 still. And abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/27 of 24. Creatinine is 1.25, estimated GFR 46. Albumin 4, calcium 9.3, sodium 133. Previous levels were 132, 136. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24. Phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, well controlled. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, also stable. 5, mild hyponatremia, also stable. And we will check labs every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.